Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It feels mighty good in here. Appreciate y'all coming out early. Right now, would you put your hands together and make welcome my good friend all the way from Lawrence, Kansas, Mr. Chuck Mead.
Well, I was taking a trip out to L.A., tuning along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, and I limped on down the shoulder on the rim. When I talked was good, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dew Drop Inn. I told the bartender that I had a flat, would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways. He said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have someone there in about 10 minutes or so. He said, now you just stay right where you're at. But I didn't bother to tell the darn fool I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, who owns this car with a peace sign, a Mack wheels, and four on the floor? Well, he looked at me and I damn near died. I decided I'd better wait outside. I laid a dollar on the bar and I headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. I was almost at the door when the biggest ones, you tip your hat to this lady, son, and when I did, all that goopy hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was five of them and only one of me. They all started laughing, I felt kind of sick, I knew a better thing of something pretty quick. I just reached out and kicked old Green Teen right in the knee. We let out a scream, never curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, watch him, folks, because he's a pretty dangerous man. I said, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI. He's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. Well, he was still bent over, holding onto his knee, but everybody else was looking in and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Bush stickers on the bumpers of cars, and he voted for Bill Clinton for president. He's bringing them long-haired hippie-type pink old bags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on a wall inside of his garage. He's snaking the grass, I'll tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage. They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, now, wait a minute, Jim. You know, he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch. I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church. Hell, I ain't even got a garage. You call home and ask my wife. Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks. They were just taking my car down off the jacks. I threw the man a 20, jumped in, and fired that mother up. Dale Earnhardt would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Hair. I had them all out there stepping the fence, and like the head was on fire and their ass was a catch, and I decided I'd go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing. I did so down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm gonna reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody would think I flipped if I went to L.A. by Omaha.